Welcome to the 275th episode of Tyler Talk. This is Chris.
And this is Casey.
And we're back with another geek-tastic episode. We got a lot of news today because CinemaCon happened.
Yeah, lots of crazy stuff has come out since then. So absolutely, Chris, I'm excited.
Me too. What have you been doing lately? What have you been geeking out?
Oh my gosh, it's been a whirlwind. I've been making my way slowly through the One Piece manga. I need to consume it, and I try to just sit down and watch the show, and I love it, but it's like, it's so much. And yeah. So I watched season two of One Piece. I just blazed through it. So I watched all of that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to read it. So I've been doing that, playing a little Ascension Fall on the Switch. I know we backed that as a crowd sorcery a long time ago.
We did.
It's fun. It's a cool Metroidvania. It's kind of like Prince of Persia and like a Will-O-The-Wisp, Ori and the Blind Forest, kind of mix of all those kinds of things. So yeah, it's been a geeky good time.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been doing some geeking out of my own as of late, to no surprise. The new Magic set just dropped this weekend and it was fun because I did a draft with my club at school, which actually went really, really well. So they'll start playing their games in a couple of weeks, but it was interesting to like watch these kids draft when they haven't played a whole lot of Magic.
Yeah.
But I think this is a really good set to do that with. And they're excited. So that's cool. I've been playing more video games. I bought that Starfield when it dropped for PS5, which I've been enjoying. It's very cyberpunk, Blade Runner like, with the Star Wars grandiose like space opera awesome. Involved. Some crazy stuff just happened the other day when I was playing. So I don't know. A lot of people don't like this game. I've enjoyed it so far. It's a big game. So it's just like one of those ones you're going to play forever.
Yeah.
Vampire Crawlers dropped this week and it's awesome. It's a great game. You play Vampire Survivors for like 30 minutes, sit down. Right.
Yeah.
I'll get out of a run of this game. And it was like last night, it was like 2 hours later. I was like, what?
Oh,
I was like two
gosh.
Hours. Yeah. Okay. Summer long. I did one in 30 minutes last night. But yeah, it was kind of nutty. No, yeah. I was just like 2 hours. Like, what happened to my time? But it's that involved and that fun. It's a really well made game. I don't know if I might actually like this one better. That's really,
really
a bold statement. But
that is a bold statement.
Okay. It's very different too. So
yeah.
Then we're also fans of the Bullet Hell Jotun Slayer. The Conan DLC dropped, which we had mentioned previously, and that's cool. It really got me back into that game. I like how that game is built. Kind of,
I do too. It's a smooth game.
Yeah, with missions and that kind of stuff that you can do. So that's cool. And then TV, I've been watching Daredevil and Monarch and Maul, and all three are so good. And Monarch's wrapping up this coming week. Maul's actually wrapping up this coming week too. And they're dropping two episodes a week. And Maul is just... I'll just say it's probably some of my favorite Star Wars content I've seen in ever.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. No, seriously. It's like, it's so well written. Yeah. It's so well written. It's like, it's so dark. the animation is nuts. Like the first episode, my wife's like, oh, is this a live action? I'm like, no, like, just keep watching. It's like the line now between
it's
like CG.
It's
it's
so
really
beautiful.
Cool.
Yeah.
So good times all around. Let's get in the news because there's a lot of news. First up, Marvel news. We got our trailer for the Punisher one shot that's dropping. One More Kill, I think it's called. This is the bridge between Daredevil season one and the upcoming Brand New Day Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. I watched the trailer, you know, just enough to give you a little tease of what you're going to get. And it's only an hour long, which is cool. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what Frank kills. Just what he does.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a weird. It's an interesting gap. Like,
yeah.
What? How are they going to treat this character in Spider-Man, right?
I don't know, man.
It'll be interesting to see how far they push the envelope with that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, an hour long is impressive too, that it's a mini movie basically that we're getting here. So excited for that. Very excited for Spider-Noir, which we just got the latest trailer.
Yes.
featuring the villains that'll be in this show, with Donald Gleason leading the pack.
Yeah. This show just continues to look like Darkman, the live action series. And that's good enough for me. I mean, it really looks fantastic. Like, it looks like a Sam Raimi production. I like that it's weird. I like that it's in black and white. They can really use that to their best abilities. And, you know, it's produced by Lord and Miller, so it's going to get wacky.
Yeah, maybe then we'll get something actually good out of the Sonyverse, right? That people can get behind. And then let's jump across the pond to DC. CinemaCon showed off Clayface teaser, and then we got it. We got it ourselves because there was a lot of outcry about what we don't get to watch from CinemaCon, but they showed us, and it's I'm ready for this movie. It's actually really impressed me how creepy it looks, how gross it looks, and it's actually in the DCU proper. It just is wild to me. The DC films, this is directed by James Watkins, and then we get Tom Rhys-Harris as Matt Hagen, not our normal character there.
I think Mike Flanagan wrote this too. So mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, like you said, it's a horror movie in the DCU, and we're going to see what that looks like. And, you know, it's going to be cool because it also is shot for way, way cheaper than other productions, which means, like, if it does well, then they'll keep doing weird things and go, oh, okay, you really only need 50 million, not 150 million to make a movie, and then make a profit too. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I think Warner Brothers last year, you know, won all those Oscars with like everything it put out last year. And so, and it was from all ranges of budgets. And I think that's a really good way to treat the DCU, is like, you can do these little films and you don't have to have the huge productions.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So Basil Carlo is the original. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, that's right.
But Matt Hagen is actually from the comics as well, as the more shapeshifter Clayface, which
is so cool.
This is what it is, right? So, yeah, he showed up for the first time on Creature Commandos. So it'll be interesting to see where they go with this. It's almost May, right? When does Supergirl drop? Is it later this summer? What does May have in store for us? Like Mortal Kombat?
Supergirl is June 26th.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we got a couple months for that, which, very excited. We got more of Jason Momoa's Lobo in this trailer.
Yeah.
And then they also, you know, dropped a bunch of toys around when the trailer dropped, which all looked like garbage. Unfortunately. So I'm excited for this movie. I love Woman of Tomorrow, and I really, I just want to see how they adapt this. It looks like they're not going one for one, but let's see what happens. More super DC stuff.
Yeah. Very, very excited to see how this movie turns out. Love the comics. So I think the translation so far has looked pretty cool. And I'm excited for this movie. It's going to be one of the best of the year, I think.
Yeah, me too. So we got some. So they started filming Man of Tomorrow. That got underway this past week or so. But they have also. So this report about Adria Arjona has been cast in a mystery role. So they're saying that it's for another character, but people are saying, oh, it could be Wonder Woman. But, you know, that's no news until until James Gunn says so. But interesting enough, this is the girl from Andor.
Yep.
One of the actresses from Andor. And I don't know. I could see it, but whatever. I'm not going to get my hopes up that they're just going to throw in characters whenever they want to. Because they already got John Stewart joining, but he was, you know, from the TV show. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how far they go with this.
You know, I, right now I'm trusting the way this DCU is turning out. And, but James Gunn knows, you know, if we're still sticking to the gods and monsters thing, where's that other god? You know what I mean? We still have the big three mean more to DC than anything. You know, you can keep filling in these clay faces and and what's his name, Booster Gold and all this stuff. And I think they should. But like,
oh, for sure.
You, everything still is going to have to lead to Batman and Wonder Woman. So we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to put Justice League on a big screen at some point, right? So a little bit of casting news. We mentioned Creature Commandos. Alien Earth star Sydney Chandler is going to be joining the show as a voice of Nosferatu.
Cool.
Interesting enough, this is Kyle Chandler's daughter who plays Hal Jordan now in the...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't know that that's until cool. this casting happened. I was like, oh. And then I can see it in her face when I look at her. So.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, cool.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So yeah, I can't wait for that second season. It's that first,
absolutely.
It was just such a great intro to the new universe, you know,
such an emotional show too. It's just a well-written show.
Yeah.
I don't think people give it enough. I don't think enough people saw that show because I tell everybody, I'm like, if you didn't watch Creature Commando, it really is it's a great show. Just well, and on television,
everything.
I don't know. Yeah. Everything. It's a great show.
Yeah. Let's jump over that galaxy far, far away. We mentioned Maul Shadowlord in the pre-show here, and season two has been greenlit. No surprise there.
No surprise.
We'll see how far they can take the show before we reach Solo territory and Crimson Dawn and all that stuff. But you know, this is great stuff, and I really hope that they continue with more mature themes in Star Wars because it's been working. That's what worked. It needs to
keep. Well, isn't that what the next thing is?
I guess so. I don't know if this is young adult or not. But
it is, yeah.
Yeah, as usual. You know, we got Death Troopers back in the day. It was a little novel, horror novel about stormtrooper zombies. But this time around, we're getting... This new Hiding from the Dark horror story. This is gonna be, let's see. My bad. It's by Kirsten White, and the official synopsis: Adventure Beyond the Dark Side in this chilling horror themed middle grade novel based on the Star Wars galaxy. Haunted by an evil presence, a young girl tries to solve a nightmarish mystery. Is her boogeyman a Sith or something darker?
Okay. All right. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Like, hey, listen, all grades, all levels, like maybe my daughter will want to read that. Sounds fine.
Yeah. And that's where you should be doing the family friendly stuff is in books and other
there
things.
You go. Exactly.
give us old time fans, small Shadow Lord, which is not family friendly at all. last up, Star Wars news. Celebration 2027 is the 50th anniversary, and it's coming to LA. So it's it's exciting.
What do you think? Are you gonna do it?
I don't know, man. We were there for the 40th 10 years ago now, which is insane to me fast time passes.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might have to be the thing.
It might be.
So stay tuned. Live from Celebration 50th, Chris and Casey on the floor for DFAT.
For sure. the other side of the galaxy, Star Trek. This is kind of not new news, but Starfleet Academy got canceled after the upcoming season two. This whole shift to Paramount, apparently they... I don't know what they're doing. So we'll see if they just totally reboot Star Trek there. whatever they want to do. Who cares? It's upsetting.
Yeah.
This show is, people liked it. Some people didn't like it. But it was leading towards a Voyager, kind of like, I don't know, sequel episode that they wanted to do, since the Doctor is on there. But Starfleet Academy did a Deep Space Nine episode. So there's a lot of neat things that were happening on that show that it's kind of unfortunate it got canceled. But it is what it is at this point. But we are getting Strange New Worlds this summer. Season 4 drops July 23rd. We have this season and then the shorter fifth season to follow before this world gets wrapped up. And we don't get the sequel series, most likely, with year one or whatever they were talking about. So,
yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Star Trek currently is in limbo, pretty much. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll keep reporting the news as it comes in. But as of now, it's a kind of waiting game.
It's unfortunate. Moving over to Crowd Sorcery, you're a Dungeon Crawler Carl fan. What's going on with this?
I sure am. This game, it's a two-parter. It's for Dungeon Crawler Carl, the RPG, which is, you know, just a all rule system within his world of the dungeon, if you read the book series at all. And then there's also a card game, because in one of the levels of the dungeon, the characters play like a Pokemon kind of magic type game. And then so they built a card game along with it. They were looking for $250,000. It's currently at $8 million, which I would imagine this is going to be the most successful thing ever, right? Like of this kind.
Maybe. I mean, we did have that Cyberpunk TCG on here that was like,
we did, but like that's a known property, right? Like this is just for all intents and purposes, an independent guy. He's just
is
got
it
the
any more than I guess. I mean, Cyberpunk is very niche too, because it had that, just because they have the game and then an anime, it grew from, you know, kind of, it wasn't well known, and actually people hated that game at first until they fixed
people it. Hated that game at first, so. But then Edgerunners also won like a whatever Emmy or something, and it was like,
yeah, but it's great to see this stuff making this kind of money, right? And there's a lot of other dungeon crawler stuff in this episode, so since we named the episode after it, and so Dungeon Crawler Carl is in the zeitgeist now. And now you've told me it's good, so maybe I'll have to check it out.
It is fantastic. Fantastic.
Next up, Kickstarter, these magic tokens. So I found this, I was watching Game Nights, and they've been hyping this, this token set from Johan Voss. Yeah. This guy, he's done art for magic cards. And so now he's got his own token collection coming out. It's on Kickstarter. You get like 50 of them. And there's different artwork for each one. And they went through and they kind of said how it was, there's the tokens that people use the most. So it's very useful. Tokens are always very needed, especially really cool looking ones like this. Yes. And some of these actually tell stories together. So there's a few that span over a few of the different tokens with the artwork and characters and storytelling, which is really cool. This has about a week to go. This is well over its goal of 30,000. It's over 300,000 made so far. And you can get in at a decent price. I mean, it's around $50, I think, for them.
These are beautiful.
Right? I backed
it. Yeah.
So I was in. I was in when I saw these because I really want some really cool tokens like that. So, yeah.
Exactly. Awesome. Yeah.
Let's jump over to comics and books. Speaking of Magic the Gathering, if you like coloring, you can get your hands on adult coloring book that have become so popular these days. I love adult coloring books. I put this kind of stuff I put in my office for the kids. So I'd love to actually pick this book up and make copies and hand them out to kids to color because they'd love it. So, this is art by Yvonne Gilbert and Tomislav Tomic. And, you know, so go check it out. It's coming out on April 28th. So coming soon.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it. I love that kind of stuff too.
Awesome. Another book. What did we just pick up? Something. The Magic Strixhaven book, right?
Yeah.
I started that book. It's pretty good. There's another book coming out, but it's an old school novella. And it seems to be more of a collector's piece. It's called Children of the Nameless. It was released online for free, and now it's getting a print edition. And what was the price? It was something nutty.
Yeah.
1,500 copies, $250.
Yeah.
For this. So if you're a collector, this seems like it would be up your alley. But I'm going to go find this online and check it out if I can.
That's it. You could also just go read it for free.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Go read it for free.
Not, we're all collectors here. We get it.
Not that kind of collector. I got cards to buy instead. It's really my wallet. Ready Player One and Player Two. What is this? They're getting a book.
Graphic novels. Yeah, of course.
Cool. Yeah. Why not? When is the, Player One graphic novel release Target exclusive on October 6th, with a trade coming in 2027. And then the other one is expected to follow in 2028. So these are way out there.
So you got some time. I mean, I'll check them out. Like, I love Ready Player One and Player Two. I think those books are fantastic. And before Carl, like, that honestly is very similar. Like, this is the new thing. So yeah, it was great.
Awesome. Another blast from the past, Vampire Hunter D. Will be returning in 2026. I never realized how popular this was as a movie back in the day. One of the most popular anime films of all time.
Yeah.
It's an 80s one. So I remember, yeah. I think I probably got this VHS at Poppy's back in the day when I watched it the first time.
Movie World, too. Oh, for man. You in the Southern tier. But that's yes. Right. Yeah, yeah. I
video.
Loved it. Yeah, yeah. Choice might have been there, too.
26 laters. 26 years later, it looks like we'll be getting another dip into this world. They'll be putting out a 20-issue long comic book series focusing on the character. It's a new adaptation of the original novel series, and I'll have to check this out. I hope more comes from this.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's that time. D deserves to come back.
For sure. He's immortal, so why not, right?
That's it.
This last one I shared with you this the other day because I was like, this is something that I've thought about since childhood, I think, why this crossover has never happened. And now that the two franchises are under one roof, we're getting a Predator versus Planet of the Apes crossover in the comics. And I also said to you, this should be a Killer of Killers episode.
That's it. Yeah. This is it. This is fantastic. I don't know why it hasn't existed before in pop culture, but I'm ready for it and can't wait. To read all the shenanigans.
That's it. It's a 5-issue series written by Greg Pak with art by Alan Robinson. So look forward to that. I know I am. So, anyways, that's the first half of the show. We're about to get into a beefy second half. So come right back after these commercials.
Defet Comics is the publishing branch of DontForgetATowel.com, the only place to travel geekly. Focusing on creator-owned and independent titles like Hollowed, Pursuit of Plastic, and Fairy, and many more. Defet Comics will be a mix of genres appealing to every kind of reader. Join the new source of comic book entertainment with Defet Comics.
There the bugger is. She's a big one, ain't she? Oi! Over 20 points of articulation, Great sculpting. And look at the paint job on her.
We've been looking all over for this one.
Let's get them in our sights and end this hunt now.
All right. All right.
Steady. Steady now.
Got him!
It's the pursuit of plastic.
Listen to the podcast from the creators of DontForgetATowel.com. Geek out about toy news, hunting, and histories on your favorite collectibles.
From the far reaches of the galaxy to an internet location near you, we're DontForgetATowel.com. Your daily source for geeky pop culture news, reviews, interviews, and so much more. So as you're hitchhiking your way through the universe, don't forget to travel safe, and don't forget a towel.
We are back after those commercials, and yes, this is Casey. I am taking over the second half of the show. Let's get into TV streaming news. Chris, Ghost in the Shell got a trailer. Were you a fan of, you know, speaking of anime from last before commercial, did you like this movie and all that?
It's all right. Was it my favorite? And you know, it deserves a rewatch after this much time. And you know, now that I'm an adult, I just never really got into it. And I know they put out more stuff as we got older. And I just never was a big Ghost in the Shell fan. But I'm willing to give it another shot.
I did like the movie, but I didn't love it. I actually didn't hate the Scarlett Johansson, but I didn't have a tie to the anime like everyone else did. So I was like, I don't know. I guess this is okay.
Yeah.
It was fine. But yeah, I'll check out the anime, see what it's all about. Yeah. So Vought Rising, that's the next series in The Boys world. This will be the prequel. We've got some casting news. James Wolk, Dylan Arnold, Josh Randall, and Chan Willett will all be in recurring roles that we don't quite know. Probably superheroes that are evil.
Yeah. I'm so behind on that show, it's not even funny. So I really need to take some time now that I have more time on my hands to do that. It's such a good show.
It is a great show, yeah. All right, and speaking of Dungeon Crawler Carl again, now we're supposed to be getting a TV series landing over at Peacock. So this will be produced by Seth MacFarlane and Chris Yost, and I do not know what that will mean.
It means it's a good way for me to jump into this universe. I do love some Christopher Yost. I just realized how much of the Ninja Turtle 2003 series he's written.
Yes. Yeah.
Which I've been making my way through, another geeking out thing. But yeah, that sounds great, Casey. I don't like reading that much, so maybe I'll do it this way.
Maybe. As long as they get the money that Amazon gets to put into their shows, then there might be a chance, because this would be massive, unless it was animated. So we'll see how that goes too. Continuing on, One Piece, as I love, we're going to get a season 3 title, as well as a Lego animated series over at Netflix, which is kind of interesting. So the season 3 will be called One Piece, The Battle of Alabasta, which completely makes sense. If you watch season 2, you know that's where the characters are heading in 2027. And then because we love Legos and Lego specials, September 29th, we'll get a 2-part animated Lego special, which will be quite interesting.
Cool. I don't know how else to get into that show besides trying for a third time. And I have tried. I have tried. I'll get there.
It will come. You will get
when there. I don't fall asleep during it. Yes.
That's it. You will get there.
Maybe not.
Maybe. Yeah, it's also a possibility. I know there's a pirate in you. It will happen.
There is.
So moving on to Alien Earth. Season 2 adds Peter Dinklage. What role? We don't know. He's just going to be a recurring character. And that's fine because he's a great actor. So we'll see what that means.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody deserves to be in that universe, he does. I think that's an amazing addition to the weirdness that they could bring with his character. He played a character on another thing that would remind me of this too. If he's like a scientist or something, or evil scientist, who knows? But yeah, I can't wait. This show starts filming soon as well. So sooner than later, my friend, we'll be returning to that.
I think this summer. Yeah. Cannot wait. All right. So this is a interesting one. So Ray Gunn has some casting news. Ray Gunn is Brad Bird's television series, which is also a noir set in like a Metropia 1939-esque world. We've got a detective on the case, and Scarlett Johansson will be playing a character to play off of Sam Rockwell and Tom Waits. So another noir piece. Listen, Brad Bird writing a noir TV series set in a world that he created. I can't think of anything more fantastic.
Yeah, this sounds awesome. I mean, the Maltese Falcon meets Buck Rogers. What a cool tagline. So
yeah,
I'm down. Yeah. I'm down.
Definitely down. Anything Brad Bird does, I will check out. Speaking of things that I'll always check out, Jason Aaron, his Southern Bastards has brought on Kevin Bacon. He's going to go to the pilot. So this is, first of all, this Kevin Bacon in lead role. That's great. I'm super excited about that. One thing that's interesting, I won't try to go down too far of a role, but pilots coming back is a new thing for television. Like they used to just go and make a whole series within the last like 10 years or so. They got rid of pilots. Now you saw Buffy didn't get greenlit. This is getting a pilot that will get shot to see then if it actually even gets picked up or not. So it's going to be interesting to see. We don't really know, but Kevin Bacon getting added obviously gives you a little bit of a, you know, oomph to whatever TV series you're doing, because he's just a great actor.
Yeah, this one was been in the works for a while, or at least talked about. It was, and I kind of forgot about it until they made this announcement the other day. So, yeah, I like you. It's anything that Jason Aaron writes is pretty much good stuff. So, I look forward to an adaptation of this good comic. So,
that is it. All right, so we are also getting the Phantom coming back.
Billy Zane
as a TV series. No. Yeah, Billy Zane, maybe reprising his role, but probably not. But Phantom came out 1936, so almost 100 years ago, and we're going to be getting a TV reboot.
Yeah, it's like one of the oldest superhero, like costume superheroes.
Ever. Yeah.
I think nobody like realizes that kind of stuff when they think about it. And then you get these cool like collaborations where they show like him and Flash Gordon and other
like the Phantom or the Shadow is the other really old one. Zorro, Tarzan, like these guys, they predate your Superman. So it's crazy. All right, so and then Scooby-Doo is getting a TV series on Netflix, Scooby-Doo Origins. We got our first look at the casting. The kids look like the kids from the cartoon, but now
real
live action. You know, listen, we've seen a few different live action Scooby-Doos. I like the James Gunn one. I actually just showed my kid those movies a few weeks ago, and it was still funny. So I don't know. See how this goes.
Yeah, that was neat that McKenna Grace actually had voiced Daphne in an earlier iteration. Animated one, so it's
cool that
the Ghostbuster Afterlife actress, who I didn't even recognize from this picture, is cast this as well. So
yeah, without her glasses, you think she's Velma, but yeah,
no, until she puts that blonde hair, like with right. the long hair, I was like, whoa, hey,
yeah,
it's a different person. So
that's funny. Yeah, and then finally, the Berserk fan made film. We had talked about this a while back. episode one came out, it's already almost at like a million views, and it came out a day ago. I mean, like, people have been just wanting more Berserk content since forever, so this makes sense, and this is good. So,
yeah, it's funny because that 2016 series that they put out was not that popular. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, the 97 adaptation of the Golden Age is one of the best animes. It's my favorite anime of all time. So I'm not biased at all. But I want to see. I want to see them start from the beginning. I want to see like the entire. You know, I bought all the amazing mangas, you know, collector editions. And if the death of the creator is just like, what do they want to do with it? You know, so exciting.
I'll have to check this one out. So we'll keep the link in there for that one. Before we go over to movie news, this is part of it, but Walt Disney announced at CinemaCon that they're creating Infinity Vision, which is their version of IMAX. It'll be another premium large format. And here's the thing. I have a lot of words on it. We've got a long show today. So what are you going to say, Chris?
All I got to say is this the like, because they couldn't get an IMAX spot for Doomsday because of Dune 3, like,
correct.
Like, this is why, like, they're just like, you know what? Since we can't, it's like spoil little children. Like, we're gonna create our new format, which is fine, like, fine, because who hasn't done that? I forgot even what the chain was that has the giant screen as well. Like, everybody's responded to this.
Yeah. I mean, Cinemark has one. We watched the one at Cinemark. It's like, I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, like
Regal Cinemas had done it, I think.
Now also with this IMAX 70 millimeter thing that's going on, you have, that's a $25 minimum ticket. Which my cousin went and saw Project Hail Mary, cause they have one now in Rochester, and he did say it was amazing, but he also was like, I also don't even know how often I want to do this.
Yeah,
and I am that client. So just because of the cost.
For sure.
So that's just so, you know, I do like that there's other options than IMAX. I do think that everything deserves competition because then hopefully the prices do go down on some of those things. But yeah, to your point, they're just being whiny babies. And let's go on to some good movie news. Masters of the Universe got their final trailer. All I want to say is I just want to see this movie. Everything I've seen so far has gotten me excited, and I think they're on the right track.
That's a May release, right?
I think so. I
feel like it
is. I can look right now, but
all the toys are dropping. Right. The final trailer, the international trailer came out.
June 5th.
It's June 5th.
Big, yeah, June 5th.
Awesome. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yep. Mortal Kombat's the next, I think, big one this week. Okay. Like this month.
The one we should have seen already, yes.
Yes. yeah, so MOTU looks fun and can't wait. We are getting just a little bit of news on the GLaDOS prequel movie for Weapons. Zach Krieger is adding Zach Shields as a co-writer to this. I'm just excited to see this is getting a prequel. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I like that character. I just don't like Weapons as a movie. I didn't think it was. I think it was completely overrated. Like, people are just, and it is. It's true. The ending either makes it or breaks it for you. Because I was okay with it until the ending, and I was like, "This is garbage. This is not Barbarian."
Where it becomes a Benny Hill cartoon.
Yeah. I actually liked on the Oscars when Conan did the mock up of it. It was actually really clever. I would watch the movie about this character. So.
Yeah, same, and we'll see how it goes. She won an Oscar. I mean, Amy Mann did a great job in that role. It's fantastic. Scream 8 is in the works. The Poker Face writers are tackling the script. It's fine, you know? Yeah.
Scream 7 was, all right. And that was a weird transition from ending that trilogy to...
I still need to watch it. I haven't watched Scream 7 yet.
I liked it, and even going in with low expectations of it, I liked it. I thought there was some cool stuff, and then I'll let you decide after it ends how you feel about it. So,
yeah.
Can't wait.
It keeps on going.
It keeps on going. That's it. So we are getting from Studio Leica, who's put out amazing things like Coraline, Paranorman, all that stuff. They're going to be tackling a live action kind of crossover, which will be interesting. As it will be a park at Portland's water park. We'll be getting Pox Trolls and Coraline mixed in there.
Wild.
Wild that they can do that.
This is in Portland, Maine, or Portland, Oregon.
Oregon. Sorry. Come on, those guys. Cool. So stay tuned if you're in the Portland area for the Leica live action in your face.
It's a 10-hour drive from me.
There you go, man. There you go. So Metal Gear Solid is in the works from the Final Destination duo. So this will be over at Sony, which obviously makes sense because it's a Sony video game. So, I'm excited to see what these two do for, you know, Final Destination was great. And so let's see what they do with Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. After the Alan Richardson movie on Netflix, which was awesome. I'm excited to see what they can do with giant mechs killing people and Solid Snake. So I don't know. This is fine until we see it. So whatever.
I mean, that's it. Yeah,
it's been in the works forever. Come on. I mean, it's just like people talk about this and talk about it, and then it doesn't happen.
Nothing happens. So I can see where you're saying that. Yeah,
the original IP, like with the one on Netflix, was just a really smart idea because it came out of nowhere, and then when Kojima was like, oh, this is amazing. I went and watched it, and it's pretty fun. It's really cool. It's like, haven't they done Metal Gear yet?
Yeah.
So go watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. So a couple pieces of Godzilla news. First, we did finally get our Minus Zero trailer. Really just a tease. You know, it stays in line with the first one. The big thing is that Godzilla is coming to America, which I have feelings on.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I do like the fact that it's continuing the characters from the first movie because they did, you know, they leave you off with the G virus or whatever. And I like those characters, and I thought that it was a really character-driven movie, and I think that's what really set it aside from a lot of the Godzilla movies. Was like I gave a shit about it. Yeah, it was such good writing, and you know, Godzilla was a force of nature versus where it's like the Monsterverse, where they're like, you know, it's great, but it is more classic Godzilla. And like you said, I'm not sure how I feel, but I'm gonna have faith in what they're doing here.
Yeah, that's it. They did a great one in the first one, so keep it going.
And then speaking of more Godzilla stuff and the Japanese side of it, Toho's putting together a Godzilla world. This is kind of the opposite of what they're doing here with the Monsterverse. You know, building something that'll feature other kaiju and different stories. But of course, they just announced that there's nothing else in works for it.
Okay.
And there's no news that there's even another kaiju in Minus Zero, right? So it'll be interesting to see like what we get out of this. Do we get like a new Rodan movie? Like, do we get more Mothra movie? Like, because there are other kaiju movies, you know, that came out thanks to Godzilla, and then they crossed over eventually and things like that. But yeah, I mean, more stuff from the Minus One world. Yeah, I'm in for that completely.
Okay. Yeah. Same. That's it. I would to see where they go and take it. I'm down. So speaking of giant kaijus, we've got Grand Gear, which is from the Godzilla Minus One director, Takashi Yamazaki. This is produced by J.J. Abrams. It's hitting theaters in 2028, but they did show like a bit of footage from CinemaCon, and it's about giant Gundam style robots. So is it the next Pacific Rim? I don't know. But I just know I want to see what this means.
Yeah. I mean, if there's no Pac Rim coming out, then please give us something else with giant robots fighting kaiju, especially with this guy.
Yes, I mean, he clearly understands both of that world, so bring it on. Can't wait. Robert Rodriguez is coming back to the big screen in a different way. He's adapting a story that he wrote a long time ago called The Naughty List. It's a deal with Paramount Animation. So, you know, some sort of holiday film that we'll see. But, you know, Robert Rodriguez is usually a good time. We've been watching the Spy movies here. The Spy Kids movies. She's obsessed. So
nice.
Yeah. Next stop, right from Dusk Till Dawn.
That's right. That's right. And then the mariachi.
It's a quick descent.
It is. It is. It, as it should be. As it should be. It's maybe it's just plan a terror and then go into that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. All right. So speaking of horrifying, terrifying things, Sony is going to be doing an animated film for Bloodborne. So again, another PlayStation kind of game. I never did play Bloodborne. Did you?
I did. It's like, okay. I don't even like that genre that much.
I don't either.
I'm not into it. It's just, it's really frustrating.
But an anime could be good.
Yeah. If you love those kind of games, it's awesome. Like, I still want to play Elden Ring because they're like, oh, this is a different kind. It's same, but it's not. And people that don't like Souls-like. Yeah. That you'll like this more. And speaking of Elden Ring, there's also that movie being worked on.
Yeah, so. Alex Garland. Like, is that movie that it's an A24 movie.
That's cool.
That to me is gonna be so weird. Who knows what they're gonna do with that movie? I cannot wait. Yeah. So yeah. But you know, let's go over to Final Destination 7. Just got a quick date. just that was a hard transition. May 28th, 2028, Final Destination 7.
It's the same thing like with Scream. It keeps going. They can't stop themselves from.
They keep making money.
I mean, it's easy to.
Yeah, that's it. In movies that don't need to exist, Lord of the Rings: The Hunt for Gollum continues to get casting news, which is, listen, the casting's cool. Gandalf's back.
Yeah.
Lee Pace is back. But Aragorn, Viggo Mortensen, is not back. And so instead, Jamie Dornan, he will be taking over the role, which, fine. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I don't know why this movie exists, but it could be cool as hell. I don't know.
And Elijah Wood is back, right?
Yeah.
Everybody
who could be back is back.
It's very weird.
Yeah. It's just like, weird. It's just this weird side story that we're going to see that it's like, we know how this story ends, bro.
Yeah. Or do we?
Ugh, I don't know. All right. Speaking of fantasy, keeping along in that world, Game of Thrones movie's got a working title, which is Aegon's Conquest. It's set for 2027, which is kind of wild. So I don't even know what that means. Are they already filming it?
Theater release or made for TV HBO movie?
I think this is theater.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're trying to be. Yeah, they're trying to do Game of Thrones even more. Just keep expanding.
Okay.
Make some money.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I like to see that on the big screen. It's good stuff.
That's it. You talking about franchises that won't die. Yes. Evil Undead. Dead is continuing. We have Burn, which is coming out in the July. If you were at CineCon, you got to see a teaser. I think it leaked online. I didn't watch
it. No, it's officially out.
Is it out? Okay.
Yeah, okay. I put it in here.
Okay.
I think this is the official one. It's just, I think it's a clip from the movie versus...
I see.
Like a trailer teaser, but I haven't watched it yet. So it's there if you all want to watch it and be...
Hey, I've heard it's...
Terrified and can't wait.
Right. I've heard it's great. And then they announced Wrath, which comes out next year in April. And that is also supposed to be terrifying. It's supposed to be even scarier than Burn, which is a weird thing to say a year ahead. I don't know why they said that.
I expect no less, Casey.
Right. That's fair. That's very fair. But anyways, coming out, can't wait. And next up, Willy Wonka is going to be getting a heist movie set in an animated world. As you know, Netflix bought all of Charles Dahl's stuff. So, of course, they got to go make their money off of it. But this will be cool. You know, it follows the Chocolatier after he's released from prison for crimes committed in the original story. So maybe he's got to go and steal all of his candy designs back or something, which is awesome as an idea. And if they didn't write it that way, I'll start writing it.
That could be the following one.
Yeah.
I forget. Yeah, this sounds wild. When I saw this, I was like, heist. Why not?
Yeah.
It's directed by Jared Stern, who was one of the writers of the Lego Batman movie. So that sounds fun. Stars Taika Waititi, who is going to be Wonka. Story follows Wonka after he's released. But it says that he, what does it say? One thing stands in his way is Charlie Pale and his friends facing eviction, this next generation rotten kids plot to break into the factory, steal a priceless Wonka bar, and save their homes, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah, interesting.
All right. Listen, I'm in. I'm in for more Wonka and can't wait. Speaking of other things that I'm really into, the Street Fighter trailer, the official trailer dropped. It comes out on October 16th. I don't know what else to say other than this movie just keeps looking more and more awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. When you talk about
full adaptations. Video game.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you want us to change the things, not really make a movie that's about the game? No, we'll just go ahead and beat the shit out of a car. I can't wait for this movie. This looks so campy and so cheesy and so action-packed and wild that, I'm excited for Mortal Kombat 2, but when I watch this, I'm just like, holy shit. Like, we're getting the both colors, of these movies in the same year? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hair.
They went... The only thing I'll say, and I hate to say this, I love Dave DeSmulchin. I don't know why he's Bison. I just wish they would have gotten like a massive dude.
They say, you say that, and then...
But they're going to CGI pump him up? Like, what are you going to do, man?
But they're not, right?
No, I just... That was the only one where I was just like, I get it. But yeah, seeing it made it still not the good casting choice to me.
Well, I mean, they said that about the original movie, too, right?
It could have been. What if it was John Cena? Would have been awesome.
Yeah.
He would have been great. Yeah. Now that I said it, I'm loud.
Maybe. But, I mean, you are talking about another. I mean, the guy's a great actor, too. So you never.
Yeah, he is. Down. Yeah, he doesn't. All right. So, anyways, final piece of movie news. Chucky's coming back, apparently.
Again?
Don Mancini is planning on bringing back to the theaters. I don't know how that will happen. I don't know who's giving him the money to try to put it in theaters after the show got canceled. I don't care because I'll go to the theaters and I'll go see it because I love Chucky.
Yeah. Shows get canceled. I don't care that fact. Like,
yeah,
Chucky can come back whenever he wants.
Yeah.
And I'm okay
with that. But I did hear that also from, I think, like, Jennifer Tilly had said something recently about, like, Chucky's, don't sell Don Mancini short. So, like, I think this now coming out. So, you know, that's great. All right. So, guys, final piece of the show. We're going to go into gaming news. We got lots of great stuff. Masters of the Universe continues with Legends Unite. This is coming from Amazon. And this is kind of like with the partnership of the movie. So I don't know how this is going to be compared to like the beat 'em ups that we've been seeing, but who knows? Could be cool.
I think this is one of those card based ones. It's like a mobile game, but there's couch co-op, which is kind of neat. So yeah, I mean, check it out. We have Amazon Luna anyways. So why not? Yeah,
there you go. Perfect. There you go. So, Magic the Gathering has continued to just constantly put out cards, and we got an announcement that the Avengers Academy is coming. This is going to be in June. This is going to be an event for you guys to get introduced to the new Magic the Gathering Marvel set, and a kind of a new like team up experience, similar to what they did with the Turtle set, to like fight the bad guys of the Marvel world.
I entry things like this for new players, which these sets are all about. Hate them or love them, doesn't matter. It's bringing new fans in.
That's a smart idea.
I honestly think this is a really smart idea.
Absolutely.
It would have been kind of cool to see this with Strixhaven in a way, to, you know. And they did a great release with Strixhaven, but this kind of thing where it's introducing it into the world, yeah, we'll see. I mean, it looks like there's a lot of two-headed giant matches, things like that. So, I don't know. All the spoilers are dropping right now. We're starting to see some new cards from this set. So, you know what? I'll pick up my singles from this, you know, and be happy with what I get.
Same. Can't wait. All right, so moving on. The Man with the Golden Controller, that's a reference to the James Bond Man with the Golden Gun film. The 007 First Light DualSense controller will be coming out, which will be a PS5 exclusive. You can already pre-order it now. This is, you know, a stupid cash grab, but if you're into that sort of thing, you can buy it.
I will, spinning out of the controller news, the new Steam controller is actually getting pre-released right now, which is which is also, I guess, paving the way for the Steam box, which is, you know, on the horizon. So it's interesting enough to see these controllers coming out, because I'm actually kind of interested in the Steam controller. As much as it is $99, still sounds cool. So
yeah, I'll put a link to that, to the Steam controller, if you're interested too, and pre-ordering that. It looks great. You know, we're spending hours and hours of our time. It's an investment. If you know, $99 is a lot, but I also feel like if I'm going to use it all the time, like, I don't care at this point.
Well, if I'm not going to get carpal tunnel from using a shitty controller, I'm good with it. Like, you want to make these more ergonomic, like, you want to make them, put more programming into them so that you can actually, like, do keyboard type stuff on these games. Yeah. You know, as you move,
I'm an old man.
Well, it's not even that. Like, we're moving on to this new stage of gaming where you're playing PC games on your TV.
Finally,
exactly.
Yeah,
like, you're putting these full fledged computers cooked up to your TV. You're sitting on your couch. Yeah. You might as well have an awesome controller that you're not paying, like, the PS5 one that's like $200, right?
Agreed.
For a few more buttons, right? So. Yeah. I will be taking a look at this.
I completely agree. Assassin's Creed Black Flag, the pirate one, is getting resynced, which is coming out on July 9th. I mean, here's the thing. They updated the crap out of it. It looks amazing. They're focusing just on that story. They haven't really said anything about the DLC. I think they kind of said they're not going to do the DLC. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I've always wanted to play this one. Mm-hmm. And I think now is the time for me to do so, because it just looks fantastic.
Yeah, Black Flag is awesome. I played it back in the day, and then I picked it up for my Steam Deck, which I play it on. So, I'm really excited for a remake of this game, because it's one of the best ones, without a doubt. It was like right when they were getting, like, after 3, when they kind of introduced the ships, they completely introduced boats into the game. You're just doing pirate battles and crazy ass stuff in this game. I love Black Flag, and I'm really excited to play this remake. It's not even a remaster, it's a remake.
Yeah, remake. There you go. Resynced. Speaking of resynced and remastered, Echo the Dolphin is coming out. Echo the Dolphin Complete announced. Mm-hmm. It includes remastered as well as a brand new game. This is, I feel like we talk about Echo the Dolphin every, like, couple of years.
We do, because it's magic.
We were both fans. Yeah, so it really was. It really was. So this is coming out soon. They do have a website. I'll just leave the link to the website on it where you can, like, get more information about it. But it is going to be a mix of the two games together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. I don't know when it's coming out yet.
It's all right. I'm in.
Yeah, that's it. More
Echo. Wishlist that right now.
Say it, right, exactly. Better do it. I'll leave the link in there just so you can do that. Dungeons & Dragons is heading to Ravenloft. Okay. It's going to be getting its own version of Horrified. which will come out in July. I don't know if you've played any of those Horrified games, but it's like a bunch of the different, usually it's Universal Monsters, mm-hmm. and you go through like a board tabletop setting. So just a mix of Dungeons and Dragons, you know, creepy lore mixed into that kind of game.
So it's a board game?
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. I mean, they put it, Dungeons and Dragons has been dropping like board games throughout the year. There's a Ravenloft one. I actually have the Drist one. So, I mean, these are fun for a different entry into that world. But they're also doing like mini adventures too, right? Like little campaign modules for this.
Yes.
From what I understand.
Which is cool. Put it in that setting and you get to play either in the tabletop or tabletop with your favorite dungeon master. Which is awesome. So speaking of dungeon masters, we are getting a show, a weekly show called Dungeon Masters. It'll be on the Dungeons and Dragons YouTube channel. And it's kind of neat. It's basically their version of Critical Role.
Took them long enough.
Took them a long time. And Critical Role is way ahead of them. And they will never be able to catch up.
No. I mean, but it can all coexist. I do like the fact that...
Absolutely, it can all coexist. For sure.
Neil Newborn is on this show. So,
yeah, that's the thing. You know, it's different personalities. It's different it's a different campaign. Like, literally, it can all exist. It's just another thing that you can consume. So, that's all.
Yeah, I heard they were starting with this Ravenloft stuff, from what I thought I had read somewhere, since it's the new set. But it's also a good way for the you know, they get their hands on that stuff first. So you kind of get this pre-look at new material coming out for D&D. That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And then we had talked about this last time, Witcher, Path of Destiny, Ronin, which is the new game that's coming out. That will be out in May 2026. So the RPG set in the Witcher... Wow, I can't say that five times fast. Witcher Realm. This will be the Ronin one. So, should be kind of cool.
So, this is a board game, huh? This is neat.
Yeah.
The game description explains Geralt, Vesemir, and Ciri will be equipped with katanas. Jeskier will move crowds of geisha with the help of Biwa, and Triss and Yennefer will charm many samurai on their way. Okay. Interesting. There will be a solo variant as well. All right.
Yeah. So get back into the Witcher realm. Just in a, I'm not going to say that ever again. In a weird way. All right. Let's
make them richer. Yes, we do.
Richer Witcher. And then finally, in gaming,
Witcher.
That's right. Square Enix has announced a partnership with Arclight Games. And what they are doing is Final Fantasy VII Ascend the Shinra Tower. This is coming out in November 2026. It will be their kind of board game, card game, you know, where you... It's just a different way to play this kind of level of Final Fantasy VII. So 15, 30-minute game, 1 to 5 players. Be kind of cool.
It's super cute. It's like Jenga.
Little chibis.
Yeah, little chibis and like building the tower and then putting the characters on there. Yeah. Why not? You know, if it's one thing Japanese people love, it's cutesy stuff. and this checks all those boxes.
It sure does.
This is cool.
Yeah. So, Chris, 275 episodes. Huh. Where can you find us, man?
Man, that's a lot. We're all over the interwebs, actually. We have a little website called don'tforgetatowel.com, your source for all things geekly, and where we host this podcast. You can check out all of our articles dating back to 2012. Nearly, I can't believe that. It's crazy to me. Nearly 15 years of DFAT cataloged and archived on the interwebs. And if, you know... I guess we're on social media. if you hashtag DFATent, you might find us. You might find some shenanigans and other wispy things out there for you to enjoy. So, anyways.
That's just it. So everyone, like I always try to say, go read your comics.
And this is Chris saying, don't forget a towel.